We are all familiar with the famous story of the clever crow, the crow that got thirsty. We know that this crow was searching for water. It finds water in a jug. As it goes down and tries to drink, it finds that the neck of the jug is too narrow for it to access the water. So it first tries, there are different versions, so it first tries to tilt this jug, but it knows that the jug is heavy, so it cannot get the water outside. The next thing it does is it searches for these stones, and it takes the stones one by one, puts it in the jug, the pebbles, so that the water level rises up. Towards the end, the water level rises up, and the crow drinks from this jug. Now, this is a story that is very much familiar to all of us. And we know that the theme, the moral of the story is that if you work hard and keep on thinking, you always have a solution to every problem. But there's also another story, there's also another moral to the story, and that is the thirst of the crow made it to search for the pebbles. It made it to do certain things. There was a thirst for this creature which made it to keep on seeking for new ways. Now, this agitated thirst led it to success in the finality. This is similar to us as well as human beings. As human beings, we also have a thirst, an agitated thirst, to seek for something, to search for something that is always lasting. Today's gospel is a continuation of yesterday's, of Jesus being the bread of life. But also he tells that anyone who's thirsty will be quenched of his or her thirst when he or she comes to me. That's what Christ reveals to us in today's gospel. In the gospel of John itself, chapter 4, we find the Samaritan woman by the well of Jacob. And she asks Jesus to give her the living water. It's quite similar in the Gospel of John chapter 6 as well, which we read yesterday. The people around came to Jesus and said, "Give us the bread that lives forever so that we can live forever." There is a thirst for each and every human being. The only problem is sometimes we quench this thirst with our different habits, the bad habits that take us away. It could be getting involved in drugs. It could be getting involved in other impure activities. Our main thirst is trying to be satisfied by these unwanted habits. But we would know after falling into this that this is all temporal. These habits cannot quench our thirst. Sometimes we quench our thirst by going into different philosophies. What St. Augustine did, he tried to go to different philosophies in the search of the truth. But he also knew that that was not becoming a permanent solution. And towards the end, we find that he comes back to Christ. Now, Jesus today is calling each and every one of us to come to him. Like we read in the parable of the prodigal son in Luke chapter 15, can I come back to Christ? Can I come back to his church? Can I come back to the Holy Eucharist? Can I come back to the experience of the divine? Can I quench my thirst, my hunger, so in Christ, so that I may be able to be filled with Christ?